Good morning and welcome again to another edition of Biz Talk. We welcome you to our program. My name is Tony Bush. I'm in the studio with Randy Melzer this morning, co-host. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Another nice clear fall day for everybody.
A little chillier today.
Yeah, get the rakes out and chase those leaves around for a while.
That's right. Well, we have a pretty good show for you this morning. We have Chip Coonan here from Lakeview Credit Union, and we'll be getting to Chip in a moment. But first, we just want to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. The BizTalk radio program supports the local Fox City SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter services Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac, an eight-county area. We have approximately 40 volunteers in that area who work with business owners and those who are looking to start a business. We volunteer our time. We are experts in our fields. We are trained, and we go through a little bit of an orientation program to learn to be better mentors. And we invite you, if you're in business or you want to start a business, to contact SCORE for assistance. And we can help you in areas like marketing, intellectual properties, IT, banking and finance, accounting, HR, and other areas.
And don't forget cash flow.
Cash flow. And cash flow is king, exactly. But we do have a lot of experts who are willing and eager to help you, and we probably conduct, Randy, what, 1,800 to 1,000 interviews a year?
We average about 800 total contacts per year. That's mm-hmm. both first contact, and then most of the time
follow-ups.
We do follow-ups.
Yep.
With our clients. I've had some clients for as long as 3 to 4 years.
Right. So if you're interested in getting some assistance or finding another perspective on an issue or an opportunity that's facing your company, please remember to give SCORE a call. You can reach us at 920-734-7101. That's the Chamber of Commerce building in Appleton. You can also visit us at foxcities.score.org on the website. And if you'd like to see the website for the BizTalk radio program, you can reach us through biztalkwithscore.com. And BizTalk is BizTalk with score.com.
And
if you're listening this morning,
yes,
go ahead and send us an email because Randy's got his laptop fired
right.
up.
Right. And just also as a reminder, if you do go out to the BizTalk website, we also have it set up that you can click on to a link that will take you right back to the SCORE site.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look at, if you're interested in volunteering and to become a SCORE mentor.
Absolutely.
It also has a link that puts you in contact with SCORE if you're looking for mentors for help. And it also has a link that puts you in touch with all of the programs that we're going to be doing in the very near future or currently as far as educational programs.
Yep.
So it's a one-stop shopping center. Come on out to the BizTalk website and you can move along from there.
You can't get lost.
Right.
And we are looking, as Randy mentioned, we are looking for additional volunteers. We'd like to find additional volunteers for the Appleton area, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac.
Yes.
So if you're a business owner or a retired person who has business experience, you may have the qualifications to become a SCORE mentor. Please contact us. We'd be very interested in talking with you. It's a lot of fun. It's very rewarding. Randy, you've been a mentor how many years?
Going on 8.
I'm about the same.
Right.
We have folks, ladies and gentlemen in our chapter. Bill Devine's probably been in there.
Oh, good 12 years.
Going to say maybe 12 or 14.
Yep.
So it is fun. It's a great time. And we have a monthly meeting. We sit down and learn about SCORE and what our chapter's doing. It's a lot of good times.
We also have a lot of people who are still in business.
Yes.
Don't misunderstand that SCORE is strictly for retired people.
Nope, that's me too.
It helps that if people are still in business because that helps us to refresh our background, be able to talk to people about things like social media, how to use websites, that
mm-hmm.
type of thing, and then staying on top of all the business trends that are going on. So even though you are, quote, not retired, if you're willing to give back to the business community with your expertise, please give us a call.
It's not just for old fogies. We've got some young folks.
We've got some young fogies out there, too.
Young fogies as well. Maybe the old ones are old fogers and the young ones are old fogies.
I'm not sure, Tony.
You don't know that yet?
That's too much.
That's not a technical term?
Yeah, that's way too much work for me.
Well, we want to talk to you a little bit more about the SCORE chapter. Every year we put on seminars and webinars and educational things, and Randy has a list of what we're doing right now. Randy, we're in the middle of Simple Steps.
Right. We're in the middle of the Simple Steps program, which is a five-session program to help you decide whether you want to start a business and what you need need for a business plan. This coming Wednesday, the 10th, we will be having session number three, which will cover social media and marketing. Very, very good topics.
Jyothi
will be doing the social media area, and I'll be doing the old-fashioned marketing on the four P's of marketing and knowing your price, your place, your promotion, and your product. And so we'll help you learn what you need to do for a marketing plan. The next session is on the 17th. That will be on financial projections.
That's number four,
and that will cover all of the reporting that you need to do. It will also provide you with detailed reports that you can use, fill in the blanks on things that you want to do. That's being done by Mary Lou Vandehei, who is our new chapter chair. And then we will be having the fifth program at the end, which will be on financial questions and funding sources. Again, I'll get to do part of that because you're going to be gone, because Tony usually picks up part of that one. But we'll also be having a guest from Associated Bank who will be able to talk to us about SBA lending and what's involved with those. Now, all of these sessions are on Wednesday nights. They're from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Fox Cities Chamber office in the lower area. So if you're thinking of coming, haven't registered yet, go out online, register if you want to. Otherwise, we do accept at the door. We prefer if we know you're coming. It helps to have us prepare the necessary materials and so on. But just get there by about 5:30, quarter to 6. We'll get you all set.
And that's a five-week program. They're Wednesday nights, $25 a piece. But it's very well worth it, especially that accounting program by Mary Lou Vandehei, because Mary Lou takes a template that's provided through the Simple Steps program. It includes a balance sheet, an income statement, a cash flow statement. She walks through a case study.
Yes.
And all the students in the class get a copy of that so they can take it home and they can put their numbers, their business numbers, into those templates. It's a great opportunity to apply what you learned that night.
Yeah, a lot of people say, well, yeah, but where do I find the documents? How do I figure this out? I have the forms. Here they are right on a disk that you can use.
It's very handy. We also have a couple more things coming up, Randy.
Right. We have two special programs. One is going to be on November the 11th. November the 15th. Pardon me. Misspoke there. November the 15th, it's going to be in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's going to be from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and that is going to be on marketing resources. Again, everybody doing a marketing plan. Where do I get the numbers? Where do I find about target marketing? Where do I find about
the
this thing?
All the demographic
all the research, where you find it, all the resources that you need, and that's going to be done by Jyothi Netangadi also.
And that includes researching your competition as well as the market you're selling to.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. And now that one is $35. It's on November the 15th, and it'll be held at the Chamber office in the morning from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. The other program coming up is going to be on November 27th. That one is also going to be held at the Chamber office. That's going to be in the afternoon from 3 until 5. We're going to have Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling doing a special program on tax changes and tax planning. So if those of you who have been listening to all of the activity as far as the political activity going on, taxation and planning seem to be very, very important questions. And hopefully, after things have calmed down a little bit, Kurt will be able to give you some ideas on what you need to know to proceed into the next 2013.
That's right, Randy. This year the problem is exacerbated because a lot of things are going to happen on January 1st in the way of new taxes. But then you hear the political rumblings, well, that'll be repealed and this will be repealed. But what if?
Mm-hmm.
And Kurt's going to be here to talk about those and perhaps make some suggestions on what people might be able to consider to hedge. If it goes right, what do we do? If we go left, what do we do? That's going to be a good session.
And now that particular program is going to be, as I said, on November 27th. It'll be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Chamber office. Again, $35 per person. And again, you will be able to register at the SCORE website. So that's a score.fox, oops, do it right.
FoxCities.score.org.
So go on out.
And that's a good place to go, Randy, again, for the folks to find out, in summary, what's out there, when's it happening, what are they about, what are you going to learn at the seminar, foxcities.score.org is a good place to go for that.
Right. Okay. So that covers most of the activity. For those of you who didn't make the current Simple Steps program, we will be restarting that program again. That is planned for January.
Good.
So, again, keep an eye out for that. The first session of that will start in January 17th. So
we try to do those three or four times a year.
We've been rolling them three times a year now.
Yep.
And
good.
A very, very popular program.
Good. Well, with that activity, we just want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Associated Bank, for being a long-term sponsor of BizTalk, helping us to bring guests and conversations to you, the listening audience. Also, Albertson Hailing CPA's firm out on American Drive. Kurt Hailing, as Randy mentioned, will be doing the presentation on November 27. Lakeview Credit Union, we really appreciate the support they've given BizTalk. And Chip Coonan, our guest this morning, is with Lakeview Credit Union. Want to thank Hurling Clark Law Firm. They do a very good job with business law, estate planning, personal injury law. We appreciate the support they've given us. And a special thank you to eBiz Results, who helped prepare who did prepare. Randy and I didn't really help too much, but they prepared the website for BizTalkWithScore.com. So thanks to eBiz Results, located in Oshkosh. Mike Pulvermacher's the owner. And a thank you to Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch and their team. They help promote our program in their biweekly issue of Business News. We reciprocate by promoting Business News. And Business News is a every two-week issue of news activity on business going on in East Central Wisconsin. If you're not subscribed to it, you should be. $20 a year, it'll more than pay for itself. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. To BizTalk. We're glad to have you back here. Our guest this morning is Chip Coonan. Good morning, Chip. How you doing?
Good, Tony. Thanks for having me today.
Good to have you on the show, Chip. Tell us about yourself and Lakeview Credit Union. Just a quick minute or two on, mostly on Lakeview Credit Union.
You don't want to hear about me? Here, I had this whole thing prepared.
Go ahead.
All right. My role at Lakeview Credit Union is the Vice President of Business Development. And so I work with a lot of our various members and potential members of the credit union, and particularly specializing in business. And I'd say based on our size and who we focus on, we're probably more in the small business realm, although we have a pretty varied group of clients. And Lakeview is, we have 110 million assets approximately. We have three locations. Lakeview was originated out of the Kimberly Clark Corporation, the Lakeview plant, started back in the early 1930s. And, over the years, we evolved more into a, community charter, geographical. Mm-hmm. We serve four counties. Anyone who lives or works in those, areas that make up the Fox Cities.
Mm-hmm. They're eligible to be members of Lakeview Credit Union.
That is correct.
And it's really convenient now that Lake Street's construction is completed. It just completed this past week. So people wanting to get into Lake Street can now go north or south on Lake Street.
That's correct. We have three locations,
right.
Lake Street and Nina, and that street, as Tony said, just recently completed construction. So we appreciated everybody's patience, or it's close to being completed. We have a location on the corner of Bell and Commercial on the south side of Nina, and our newest location is on South Oneida near Midway Road in Appleton.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Chip, one of the things just to clarify for people, of course, one of the things that you as a credit union do offer is the business type of lending. A lot of people think that all you do is just personal stuff, but you do work with businesses.
That is correct. We have a full menu of business products and services. As I said earlier, I'd say specialize more in the small to medium sized business, but you know, we have basically the products and services as mm-hmm. any financial in the area that is looking to serve business would have.
And as a credit union, you offer these services much more on a one-on-one, more of a transactional base than people might find at other types of financial institutions.
I would agree with that. I think, again, for a small business or a small business startup looking for a financial, I think some of the things you should do is interview with, you know, a handful of different financials. One thing that we take pride in and try to specialize in is being smaller, perhaps some more personal attention, local decisions, the ability to move relatively quickly when we need to.
Okay, which is all very important in today's market.
It is. It's more of a relationship. You get to know your borrower, the borrower gets to know the credit union, and that makes a big difference.
I would agree with that.
Yep. In terms of business lending, Chip, Lakeview Credit Union's loan portfolio is, I looked at the 5300 report, which is what credit unions file. It's like a call report for banks. It's all public information. And as you said, the credit union is about $110 million. The business loan portfolio is about $12 million. And you are able to do SBA guaranteed loans as well. You have your authorization from SBA to do SBA guaranteed loans. So it is a full service, and you offer checking accounts. You offer other business services besides just loans.
Yeah, one of the services lately that we've had, or in my experience, because I'm involved with the building relationships and selling, if you will, is merchant services. And, not to go into a lot of detail on that, but for retailers and businesses that transact using credit and debit cards for payments, it's important to shop around and be sure that you are being taken care of from a price standpoint, from a quality standpoint, from a payment turnaround standpoint. So if someone uses a card, how fast that money gets into your business account. And we've been very competitive here recently in this market, trying to make sure that people we talk to are being treated fairly or have a decent program in place.
If you're listening in the radio audience out there today and you have a question for Chip on a business loan situation or how anything to do with business services, feel free to give us a call at 281-1150. And if you're in the Appleton area, that number again is 281-1150. But if you're outside Appleton, you can use the TDS Metricom toll-free line. Excuse me. That number is 1-866-887-1150.
And another side of it too, if you don't want to do talk over the air, but have a question you'd like to have answered, you can reach us at www.biztalkwithscore.com. Click on the comment section for Chip, and we'll be happy to get that to him also.
Chip, one of the questions that you read about in the paper, you see things in the news about it. People are talking. Business people talk a lot amongst each other. Is the banks and the credit unions just don't seem to have the money to lend, or if they have the money, they don't want to lend it out. What is that? I mean, I know that banks and credit unions are sitting on a lot of money, and they have a lot of deposits. In fact, just for the folks' information, if a bank or a credit union has a loan-to-deposit ratio of 90%, they're doing pretty well. So of their total deposits, if its deposits are $100 million, they should be lending out $90 million. But a lot of banks and credit unions today are only lending out $60 million or $65 million. They've got a lot of money to lend out. So what's going on with – why are we hearing so much about money's hard to get?
Well, I think that since the economic crisis of a few years back,
sure.
Financials are certainly being scrutinized more by regulators. I think internally with their policies and procedures, they're tightening up a little to, again, look forward and be cautious, make sure that they are doing their homework and, you know, not lending in a loose fashion where there's going to be potential issues. But I think it also is important from the borrower standpoint that they are doing their homework, creating a well-thought-out, well-organized business plan, and certainly the financial projection portion of that needs to be done thoroughly. But again, from a local standpoint, at Lakeview, I look at our role as much as mentoring or being a resource, just as SCORE is for somebody who may want to come in and kind of has the idea to start a business or expand a business. I also encourage the borrowers looking for money to shop around. There is money there. But I think that that the lenders are just being sort of cautious and moving forward, kind of thinking through the process.
When someone applies to the credit union for a business loan, the credit union is going to evaluate the business plan, the historical financials, if there are any. Some have them, and startups won't have historicals. But the lending institution is evaluating the data to determine what is the risk of not being repaid. And if that risk is low, they'll probably get the loan. The business owner would get the loan, be granted the credit. And that risk is evaluating basically things like debt service coverage ratio, how much cash does the company generate every year to make the monthly payments on the loan, what is the collateral like, because if cash flow doesn't pay the loan back, plan B to pay the loan back is liquidating collateral. And collateral has its parameters as well. There has to be like at least a 25% equity position in a loan request. So if people are looking for $100,000 for a business loan, they should be able to come up with $20,000 to $25,000 of cash down, and the lender would lend out the other $75,000. And I think there's something to the business owner understanding their business well enough to demonstrate to the lender, yes, I will be able to pay you back, and here's my business plan to show you that. But they need to be able to understand the plan and explain it.
Agree. And I think, like, kind of a summary of what you just said, Tony, the three C's, mm-hmm. you know, with character, collateral, and cash flow, that all of those components are important in the lending process. And I think this kind of, again, reinforces that idea that a borrower needs to be prepared and be able to defend their plan, whether that's a startup or an expansion or a refi.
We have to take a quick break right now, Chip, and we'll come back on the other side, and we'll pick up with Randy's question. But you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking this morning with our good friend Chip Coonan over at Lakeview Credit Union. Lakeview is one of the sponsors for Biz Talk, and we really appreciate the support they've given us. And Chip is the Vice President of Business Development at Lakeview Credit Union. We're talking about the process of applying for a business loan. What are the considerations the lender gives in granting and evaluating the credit and deciding whether they'll grant the credit or not?
Yep.
And it's not just Lakeview Credit Union, but these are industry things. But this is a conversation with Chip at Lakeview.
Right. And Chip, when we just before we left, you had started talking about the three different points on those three C's, one being character, then we're talking about cash flow, and then we're talking about collateral. But as far as character, I find, you know, the importance of the individual's background, their history, because most of these people are just starting up businesses. They don't have a lot of history. What are you looking for their personal history, their personal information?
Well, I mean, as you just said, with a small business, it's kind of an all-in, which means the guarantors behind the business are essentially the owners of the business. And one of the things that plays an important role in the character portion is an individual's credit score. And that means that, you know, the demonstrated history of being able to repay loans and manage debt. And that says a lot about, mm-hmm. you know, what might occur in the future. Obviously, another part of character is the leadership ability, the management ability. Some of it is, you know, doing a sound plan in
right.
the sense of who the borrowers are and what their ability is.
Right. Yeah, we always in the courses talk about the fact that they have to be able to tell the individual, tell the banker, tell the financial person what they bring, what their background is, whether they've been to school for this, whether they've had the personal experience, or if they have other people working for them or with them as partners who have, and what experience they bring to the table and how important that is to make the lending decision.
Right. If you have a question for Chip Coonan this morning about business lending or borrowing money from a lender, please give us a call. If you're in Appleton, you can reach us at 281-1150, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 1-866-887-1150. And if you're on your computer, you can email us at biztalkwithscore.com. Randy has his computer fired up, and we're just eagerly awaiting an email question. Chip, we were talking also about having some equity in the loan. You know, as Randy was talking, and you were talking collateral, our character, capacity, collateral. Character makes all the decisions in the business, and cash flow is the way to pay the loan back. And if that doesn't work, then the lender's going to use collateral to pay the loan back. And oftentimes when we face a situation like that, everybody's stressed out because the loan must be in some sort of stress. Well, if the lender's going to make a loan of 75% of the project cost, the borrower comes up with 25%. That's a good starting point for making a loan. Now, it might be 30 and 70 or 35, 65 if it's a startup. A startup might have to come in with more equity. But if we're doing a 75, 25, and that's what the parameters say, but the borrower only has 15% in it, and the lender's only going to do 75, now we're at 90, where do you think the other 10 might come from? There's a possibility that maybe the seller might put some money in.
That's true. The seller could put some money in. Sometimes what we see, and this is, again, speaks to the creativity of the lender in terms of thinking of ideas, and should also be on the borrower's shoulders as well. But perhaps behind the bank or credit union, the seller of a business could take a note, a second note, where they have some incentive perhaps not to be paid back as quickly or structured in a way that may be of benefit initially for the borrower, just to, again, help be one component to expedite and make the sale of the business possible. SBA is another avenue in terms of an ability to look at, along with a financial institution, a guarantee for a part of the loan.
Right. SBA really guarantees the loan the lender makes. The lender, the SBA doesn't, in their 7A program, the SBA does not inject any money into the company. Like the, if you're buying a business from someone and the seller will take a note back, as you said, that would be a way to help create the financing to make the purchase possible. But the cash flow demand is still there because now the buyer of the building has business has to pay the bank 75% loan. They have to pay the seller's 10% note. So there's a burden on cash flow. So that all has to be factored in. And there's a difference between a borrower borrowing debt and a borrower borrowing equity. And this is a good example of that, because if the borrower can't come up with 25% down and the lender doesn't want to lend that 10% equity portion, that maybe the seller will do it.
That is correct.
And that would be a way to basically accomplish the transaction and everybody could move forward. In a case where the seller takes a note back, oftentimes the seller will want to stay involved in the business as an advisor. The business buyer might keep them on a compensation schedule for a year or two. There are tax benefits for that. So whenever someone's buying a business, it's good to sit down with an attorney and an accountant to figure out what the arrangements can be tax-wise, cash flow-wise, collateral-wise for all parties.
And sometimes that that seller taking back a secondary note will structure repayment in such a way that it could benefit the buyer in the short term on the front end when cash flow may be tight.
When you're talking about something like that, are we talking about some ideas, they're called a land contract that people could find
sure.
when working with a seller?
Sure. A land contract could back up, like the bank would do or the credit union would do, the 75% loan, and the seller could take back a land contract for a portion of it. Another way to do it is for the seller to take back a land contract for the whole project. And then a year or two or three later, after the buyer has built up equity in the business, then approach the credit union for a loan. And then that equity will exist and satisfy the 25% down payment or some
right.
of it.
Right. And what you said earlier about tax benefits, sometimes depending upon the seller's specific financial situation, maybe getting paid over a period of years
right.
is better from a tax perspective than one lump sum when the business is sold all at once.
That's right. The seller may not want to pay that big capital gain in 1 year, so they stretch it out over several.
Okay. Chip, when we're talking about people coming in for those loans, one of the things that people ask us, too, is what do I need to bring? Now, we talked about the personal things that they need. What about the things regarding the business? What do you look for first? What do they need to have with them when they come to see you?
Well, we're looking for, if possible, obviously, past financial performance of the business. So
okay.
we're looking for financials, typically for 3 years of history, balance sheet, income statement, profit, loss. We want to have a good idea of receivables. We want to understand if there's inventory or equipment, the values and things of those. Those are some basic things, tax returns from the business. We want to obviously be looking as well at a lot of that same tax stuff from the personal perspective of the
sure.
buyer.
What about the brand new business? You know, I don't have
no record.
A record. What do you start with that person?
What we encourage, and that's part of the mission of SCORE, and I think from my personal perspective, mentoring as much as I can, providing a template for a good business plan. SBA.gov has one. I know SCORE makes templates available, but, you know, to make this the business plan is good as it can be,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to do the financial projections well and be
yep.
able to defend all of the stuff in the plan, and to be flexible that you can change it as you grow and as you move along. It's a living, dynamic document.
That's a key point you just mentioned, was being able to defend it. If you put something down on a cash flow statement, or you put something down as far as your business plan, to have an addendum to it that clearly explains where you got that from. So many people miss that one.
Exactly. And then being able to defend your financial projections.
By understanding it.
Right.
On the website, foxcities.score.com, there is a item out there called the SBA cash flow spreadsheet.
Right.
There are four of them out there. There's two for business and two for family. The business ones are 12 month and 52 weeks, and the family is 12 months and 52 weeks. And that spreadsheet is in Excel format, and it does what you just said, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place out there in that 12-month business projection spreadsheet to be able to explain every item on the spreadsheet. So each revenue item coming in and each expense item coming in, the borrower can explain to the lender, my wages are based on having three full-time people all year, and I hire six part-time people in the summer months. My marketing cost is this, and here's why and where it's going. That information, when filled out, I believe, when it's filled out correctly and accurately as possible, that's like 80% of the business plan. Then the other parts of the business plan would be like a real good detailed description of the marketing effort.
Right.
What market you go into and that sort of thing. Explain something about the management of the company, the background, their expertise in the field, the management depth. Talk about the business, the nature of the business, why is it there, the competition of the business, what's unique about your business that people are going to come to you, and your executive summary. So the financials, the marketing plan, the business description, the management description, the executive summary. That's a good quality business plan.
Right.
And what you're really doing ultimately, and it sometimes surprises me if I sit down with a small business owner who's looking to maybe refi or someone looking to start a business, you know, that basically what I tell them is, in your business plan and when you're being interviewed, you're selling the lender on why they should potentially take a risk on you.
Correct.
Right.
Sometimes they kind of lights
exactly
out
right.
a bulb in their head, and then they think, oh, well, that's how I should be approaching
right.
how I put this stuff together.
Mm-hmm. And that goes back to something you said before, too, was about going shopping a little bit as far as lenders. Because, I mean, I understand certain lenders work with certain areas of business. Is that
right.
correct? I mean, you're more familiar with, you're happier with?
Yep.
That's true. There are some lenders that have specific expertise in certain areas. There are some looking at a given point in time to diversify the pie that makes up their lending portfolio into different pieces so that they are fully diversified with their risk.
Mm-hmm. So if I've got, I'm going to a lender who's got three printers on the books already, and I'm a printer, either they're going to like me a lot because they're very familiar with it, or they're not going to want me because they've already got too many.
Right. It's just like any business. A business might be selling a product to the marketplace, and they've sold a lot of product to one contractor. And that one contractor might be 30% of the sales of this small business. Well, the small business isn't interested in selling more product to that company because it's too much. They want to diversify, and lenders do the same thing, Randy. Good point.
We call it concentration.
Yep, good point.
Okay.
Well, we have to take our last break right now, and we'll come back on the other side. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And we're back for our final segment here on Biz Talk this morning. We thank you for joining us this morning, and we hope you can join us again next week, although next week we might have a Badger bump.
Could be. It looks like it's starting
yet.
To look that way.
Yes, but we'll keep you posted on that. And if we do get bumped, HBY is very gracious in just deferring our show the next week. So we'll
sure.
get all of our shows in, even
Absolutely.
If we have to go more.
Yeah, you don't miss any just because of the Badgers.
That's right, and we always want them to win.
Right.
Just like Biz Talk's a winning program. We want the Badgers to be a winning team.
Right. With talking with Chip a little bit and some of the different programs we've been talking about, one of the things I forgot to mention, for those of you who are interested in doing any of the programs for SCORE, which includes Simple Steps or any of the special programs, and you are a veteran, all of you veterans out there. Tony's saluting me right now.
Of course, he keeps
mentioning that I was in the Civil War, but no matter what particular theater of operations or what particular time you were in service.
Your musket was taller than you.
Yeah.
I thought it was the Revolutionary War.
Well, yeah, we've been kind of upset about both times. But anyway, very quickly, if you are a veteran and want to attend any of these, go out to the score.org website. There is a program called the Fast Launch Initiative for Veterans. Mm-hmm. Click on it. You can get a coupon that'll authorize you to attend any SCORE program free.
Yep.
So go out there, click on that, bring that in with you. We'll be happy to have you come.
Any veteran.
Right.
No matter how old is available, that program's available to you. Great program. Thanks for bringing that up, Randy. Chip, back to Lakeview Credit Union. In terms of business loan applications, basically, if someone's a startup, how long does that take?
Well, we like to encourage people to be prepared and take the time they need to do something in a quality way. So we certainly, when we initially interview somebody, timeline is one of the components. You know, I would say that if you are a startup business and you've got a business plan kind of developed, but being open to it, being dynamic and changing, listening to the lender for opportunities in terms of what types of options or packaging of a loan, I would say that you want to at least allow a couple of months, maybe even longer, because again, one thing a lender doesn't like to be is rushed.
And I think it's important also that, as you alluded to, if the business plan is pretty well complete and the business owner has done a good job of developing it, when the lender looks at it, it only takes a couple of weeks to make a decision.
That is correct, yeah.
The couple of months is developing the business plan and doing the mentoring side, but once it's finished, a decision can be made at Lakeview probably within a couple of weeks.
Correct. And obviously there's a component of having the application in and then back and forth with the lender, but then also decision being different from closing.
Right.
When you're talking to a client about that, do you have any problem with the client after a week or so giving you a call, seeing how things are going, if there's any questions, updates, things that you might want that they can help you with?
Absolutely no problem with that. In fact, we coach the applicant to do that. And I think like anything, it's almost like you would equate it to a job interview. If you're proactive, you do follow up, you're conscientious, you do it in the right way, it only kind of puts a feather in your cap with the lender.
Shows you're actually enthusiastic, that you're dedicated to the concept and you know what you're looking for.
Right. And we encourage the applicant for a small business loan to shop around, because not only will you get a different perspective from a rate offer or a term offer or something like that if you're going to be approved, but you learn along the way. The bankers and the credit union personnel will give you input to help you refine and improve your plan.
Yeah, that's an important part of it. People don't realize, they go, I got turned down by the bank. Why? If you don't learn from it, you don't gain anything. So, ask the questions.
Chip, we always ask our guests for a biz tip at the end of the program, a little pearl of wisdom to help the business owner who's listening out there maybe avoid an issue or problem. What's your biz tip for the week?
Well, one of the things that I've preached through some of the teaching I do and believe in very much and fits today is that individuals should commit to managing their banking relationship and not being managed by it.
And they do that from a basis of having a good understanding of the business plan and knowing what the lender needs to make them more successful as a business owner.
And communication is key.
Good tip, Chip. Thank you for being our guest this morning. Appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Glad to be here.
Randy, real quickly on Simple Steps, we have that coming up this coming Wednesday.
Correct. Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock, Chamber Office. It's $25 a session. This week is coming up is marketing, and it will be featuring a special portion of it just on social marketing and what it's all about.
And that's the third session, so there are two more after that. So if anybody has not attended the first two, it's perfectly fine to come on in and join us this Wednesday.
Right.
You can get more information at foxcities.score.org.
Right, and we also allow you then, and let's say you make the last three, you want to come back in January, hit number one, number two.
Make them up.
You can make them up that way, so we're happy to be. We're really flexible with you on this program.
Good. Well, that's our show this morning. Thank you, Chip, again, for being our guest this morning. Best of luck to you and Lakeview Credit Union. And we want to say thank you for listening to the program this morning. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here. 1150 WHBY. Kimberly, Appleton, Fox Cities. A Woodward radio station.